What are the Bible ways and the Bible principles for changing your life? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Well, greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our continued series of Bible studies, where over the past several weeks we have been talking about the biblical principles for changing your life. When we first started the series, we talked about the importance of attitude and assuming a proper positive attitude and setting one's will to change and to be willing to change. And we went on in our series then to talk about blocks to change, and in particular, the role of curses in the life of the believer, biblical curses, that is, self-inflicted curses, curses spoken by others, and generations curses, that is, family curses. Now, we haven't quite gotten to that yet. And in our last broadcast, we were talking about curses spoken by others, already having discussed self-inflicted curses. Now, you may want to hear those broadcasts in way of review, or if you haven't heard the teachings for the first time, you may do so by visiting our website, where our radio broadcasts can be uploaded to listen online. And you can go to www.walkinginpower.org, where you will also be able to listen to or download free audio tapes as well as free books. So we encourage you to use the website as a continuing education or teaching tool for your own spiritual growth in your own life. And you are welcome to have those materials free of charge. www.walkinginpower.org on the internet. I might also mention to you while we're at it that you may want to listen into our live broadcasts on Sunday mornings for praise and worship services, followed by a spirit-filled teaching, and also the Wednesday evening Bible study at 8:15. The 10:45 time on Sunday morning and the 8:15 time on Wednesday evenings are all United States Eastern Standard Time. Well, let's continue our study. In our last discussion, we were talking about the dynamics of the curse spoken over, formed against, or directed at us by others. That there are such things are certain, because the Bible says in Proverbs 18:21, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who engage it shall eat the fruits of it. Well, fruit comes from seed. So the power of the So the power of the tongue is to produce seed, and the seed produced by the tongue are words. Now, there are two laws which are operational in the kingdom of God, present in Romans chapter 7 and 8. One is called the law of sin and death, and the other is called the law of the spirit of life in Christ. Now, watch how the curse works. It's very important that you understand this, because of the fact that careless words can be a self-inflicted curse, including an inner vow that you make to yourself regarding some circumstance or another that disappointed you in the past. We said in our previous broadcast, many people shoot themselves in the foot with a self-inflicted curse when they come out of a bad relationship, as an example, and they say, I'll never trust another man again, or I'll never trust another woman again. And then they wonder why they can't develop a new relationship, or why they can't seem to get married. Well, the reason is because life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who engage it will eat the fruits of it. You see, it produced a fruit. Now, what we understand by the scripture is that when we seed with our mouth, we can seed words of faith or words of fear. We said there were two laws operational, the law of sin and death and the law of the spirit of life in Christ. Faith-filled words fulfill the law of the spirit of life in Christ. Fear-filled words fulfill the law of sin and death. Why? Because Romans 4 says all that is not of faith is sin. You see? And sin births death, physical death and spiritual death. Therefore, when you have fear-filled words or negative words, you are fulfilling the law of sin and death, and that is a curse. So with your mouth you can bless, or with your mouth you can curse. But if you speak faith-filled words according to the Word of God, and you put your trust in those words, you fulfill the law of the Spirit of life in Christ, which brings the blessing, just the opposite of the curse. Now, in our last broadcast, we said that it is important in order to break the curse that you repent of the negative words and retract them in the name of Christ Jesus, renounce them in the name of Christ Jesus, and declare the curse broken in the name of Christ Jesus, whether it is self-inflicted or spoken by others. Now you say, but Bern, why do I have to repent of those words spoken by others? I didn't say them. Well, that's right, you didn't. But you received them. And so when you're repenting for receiving their words. When someone speaks a curse over others, it might even be the most casual remark. Something like, you'll never amount to anything. Or, you'll probably be just like your father. Or, oh, your father was an alcoholic, you'll end up an alcoholic too. And I could go on and on. But the point is that if you passively sit and receive those words, they take root in your heart because you have put faith in them. When you passively receive, you see, you are willing to accept, and being willing to accept is being willing to put faith in, because faith is nothing more than an old English word for trust. So you are trusting that the words that you have received are true. And because you are putting your trust in those things, you are empowering those words to take root in your life. Why? Because everything in the Christian faith walk is empowered by faith. Well, just the opposite is true regarding sin or those aspects of our life which are not Christian. If we put faith in those things, they also come true. You see, fear is nothing more than negative faith. So you can put positive faith, positive trust in something, or negative trust in something. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean is, you can put trust in the positive, the blessing, or you could put trust in the negative, the curse. And it is these things which empower not only the self-inflicted curse, but the curse spoken over, formed against, or directed at you by others. It's an important concept. Jesus himself spoke of this in the New Testament in Mark 11:23. He said, if you say to the mountain, that's your problem, or the obstruction in your life or your faith walk, if you say to the mountain, be uprooted and cast into the sea, notice what he says now, believing without doubt in your heart. Okay, that's faith. In other words, putting faith into it or trust into it. Then Jesus says, you shall have whatsoever you say. You see, because having in the kingdom of God is dependent on saying. And when that saying is combined with believing or trust, which is the same thing as faith, then you receive what you believe. That's why Proverbs 18:21 says life and death are in the power of the tongue. Those who engage it will eat the fruits of it. So the tongue has a power to seed things into your life, and the power of the and the power of the tongue to seed is words, the production of words. Now you may have positive words, faith-filled words, or you may have negative words, fear-filled words. But the point is this, your life follows your words. Always remember that, folks. Your life follows your words. You see, the life you are living now, I'm talking about as far as circumstances are concerned, okay, the things that are happening in your life and the life of your family, or your life at your workplace, okay, or your personal life, okay? These things have already been created by your past thinking and your past speaking. That's why Proverbs 18:21 says life and death are in the power of the tongue, because with your tongue you have spoken into existence in the past those things which you are now living through in your personal circumstances. Now, it's an important concept to understand Because Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinks, so is he. So Proverbs 18:21 says, as a man speaks, so is he. Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinks, so is he. And where does a man store his thoughts or his thinking? Well, the answer to that in the Bible is in his heart. And then in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So the mouth speaks what you think and harbor in your heart. And if you understand that and what you are accumulating in your heart is a lot of negativity, a lot of fear, a lot of feelings of defeat and thoughts of defeat or persecution or accepting passively what people have said about you, then you're going to start talking that stuff. And when you start talking that stuff, you are going to start seeding that stuff. Now, that's what brings the self-inflicted curse. But if others start talking that stuff and you passively receive it, and you start believing and accepting it, you're watering that seed. And guess what? The same thing is going to happen as with the self-inflicted curse. The heart's going to start talking it. And when the heart starts talking it, you will start walking it. And so what ends up happening is you put yourself under the curse. You know, in the New Testament scriptures, I believe it's in Corinthians, Paul says, take every thought captive to Christ and cast down every vain imagination. Throw down every useless imagination, Paul says. Why? Because he says it's only an imagination. It has no foundation in reality until it actualizes or materializes. But until then, it's all in your head, all in your mind, and if you keep harboring the negative in your thought life and in your heart and start speaking the negative, okay, you inflict a curse upon yourself. That's the self-inflicted curse. Or if you receive what others say that is negative, and you put belief in that or trust in that, you empower that to manifest. So when you start talking these things, you are creating the world around you that you will walk in the near future. So your words, your life rather, your life follows your words. And your words create the circumstances around you by you're believing on them and receiving them. You see, if you keep talking your problems, you are seeding your problems and you are going to continue to have your problems. That's not faith. That's sight. But in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, Paul says, we walk by faith, not by sight. So we have millions of Christians worldwide who do not apply the Word of God correctly, and instead of talking faith regarding their circumstances, instead of talking faith about what God is going to do for them according to the Word or quoting the Word over their life and their circumstances, instead of talking the solution to their problems, they talk the problem itself, not realizing life and death is in the power of the tongue. Those who engage it will eat the fruits. So therefore, the power of the tongue is to produce seed, which are words. So if you talk the problem, you are seeding the problem. You are continuing to perpetuate the problem. You are continuing to make the problem continue. And so if you instead talk the solution, talk what God is doing for you and is going to do for you according to His Word, and by confessing the Word over your problem or your solution, you are creating new circumstances to live your life in. You are bringing the resolution to the problem into existence by putting faith in your faith-filled words. You are calling down from the realm of the Holy Spirit the answer to your problem. You see? So with your words, you can bless, and with your words, you can curse. Now, it's an important principle to understand. So when someone speaks negative words over you, the curse spoken over, formed against, or directed at you by others should not be received. It should be recognized for what it is. Negative words being spoken over you. Under your breath, you should say, "I don't receive those words in Jesus' name." And then when the person is no longer in your presence, you can pray, "Father, I bind those negative words or that curse that was spoken over me or my loved ones. I take those words, I bind them, and I break them off of my life. I cast them down as a vain thought and imaginations, and I don't receive them in Christ Jesus' name." You see, there must be a response, but you don't stop there. Whenever you break the self-inflicted curse, or whenever you break the curse spoken over, formed against, or directed at you by others, you must then speak the opposite of the curse, that is the blessing, over your own life or the life of others. You must then forgive those who spoke the curse for their lack of knowledge. That is, for their ignorance. You mustn't hold a grudge, because unforgiveness is an obstruction to answered prayer and faith confession. So what will end up happening is the curse will stand if you have unforgiveness or bitterness or resentment or anger or hate or any negative emotion. And it gives the devil a legal ground to stand against you. You see? Offense, taking offense, is a trap of Satan. It's an open door for Satan to come on into your life. Never let Satan into your life. He's going to want to dominate it. Never let him into your apartment. He's going to want to charge your rent. Never let Satan into your car. He's going to want to drive. You get the idea? What I'm saying is that offense is an open door to the demonic. Offense is a setup of Satan to have a legal ground in your life. So when people speak those kinds of curses, forgive them and release them in the name of Jesus and bless them in the name of Jesus. But remember, once you break the curse spoken over, formed against you, or directed at you by others, or the self-inflicted curse, you must follow it by speaking the blessing over your life. Why? Do you remember the first verse of this radio broadcast that we discussed? Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Those who engage it must eat the fruits of it. Well, if you want to eat of positive fruits, that's the blessing. You've got to speak the blessing. It's as simple as that. You see? And what is the blessing? The blessing are your faith-filled words, which you speak over your circumstance or against what others spoke over you, which was the curse. Your faith-filled words aloud, that is, as a faith confession, and those faith-filled words must be the exact opposite of what the curse was that the person spoke. So if someone said, for instance, over you or a loved one, Johnny will be a drug addict just like his father was a drug addict, or you will be a drug addict just like your father was a drug addict. Well, you don't receive that in the name of Jesus. You bind and break it off of you. Cast it down as a vain thought and imagination. Curse those words at the roots. And then you speak the blessing. No, I don't receive that in Christ Jesus' name. I am not a drug addict, or Johnny is not a drug addict. I have, here's the blessing, I have countenance, temperance, and self-control. Not addiction. in Christ Jesus' name. You see, you spoke the opposite of what the addiction was. You see, I have deliverance in Christ Jesus' name. You speak the blessing after you break the curse. Very important. Did you know that Jesus became a curse for you so that you do not have to live under the curse? But everything in the kingdom you must take possession of by faith. You must use the biblical applications to break these things off of you to take possession of the finished work of the cross that Jesus already obtained for you. Everything in the kingdom must be taken possession of by faith, just like when you got saved. You said, I want that, and you took it to yourself. You see? But the things of the kingdom are for the people of the kingdom. And I have a question for you today. Are you in the kingdom? And if you are not in the kingdom, should you not be in the kingdom so that God's principles of blessing can operate in your life? And you say, well, I'm not clean enough. Well, none of us are. Jesus cleans you up. When you come to Jesus, you must come just as you are. And so, if you will pray a simple prayer today, Jesus will start to make the blessings flow in your life and show you that the evidence that he is still living and working in the lives of people is the evidence of changed lives. But the blessings of the kingdom are for the people of the kingdom. Jesus is coming very, very soon, and there is not much time left to get saved. Is there any reason why you should not get saved today? I don't think so. And I know in your heart of hearts, you don't think so either. Don't be hesitant. Make the jump. I promise you, you'll never be the same. And you'll be glad you did. Pray this prayer with me right now, will you? Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith. And faith alone. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, non-denominational, Spirit-filled church. Get yourself water-baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit-baptized, and get into Christian community where people can teach you the Word of God and where you can grow in your knowledge of Christ. I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same. Well, what else does the Bible say about curses? Let's talk more about it next week. God bless you and talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.